The Big Tasty with bacon.
Yep.
Was it actually tasty?
It's delicious. They put proper salad in there. Beef, tomato. As a
that's what you're focusing on, the salad.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever bought an 8-pack of crisps and told the kids it was 6, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's get our first update this week, and it's from me.
I have done 10,000 steps a day. There's only one day where I would question whether or not I've managed to reach that goal. That was last Wednesday, and that's because I'd left my Fitbit on charge, but I ran out of time to walk to fetch both boys from school, so I may have fallen a couple of hundred under. However, I did more than make up for that yesterday because I went on a walk on Sunday morning to watch the sunrise in a very icy, frosty Derbyshire. Now, I know that last week I said I've got my meals planned out in the Fasting 100, and I had. And then, well, had a cheeky Macadies on Friday. Couldn't resist the Big Tasty. After we'd chatted about it on Extra Portions, I was like, well, I need to have a Big Tasty. Then Saturday, I did eat a bag of marshmallows. As a consequence, when I stepped on the scales just now, I have not had a loss. I've had a maintain, which is very good considering. Also, I can't pass up the opportunity to blame somebody else for the fact that I've not lost weight this week. And that is producer Paul, who on Friday gave me a bottle of rosé wine that he didn't want because he got it given for his birthday. And he doesn't drink rosé. And I do. So I did.
It's all your fault, Paul.
No.
In fact, when I want to think about it, looking back at that, the Big Tasty, that was a question on this week's Extra Portions. And that was in my head all the way from when we recorded last Wednesday. So Friday, okay. So again, it's Paul's fault.
Our extra episode is for Patreon followers. And I feel like every week we just talk about food.
That's all we do. We list all the shit things we want to eat. Yeah.
It's great. I find it really therapeutic, actually.
So your Fitbit being on charge feels like a weekly excuse.
Yeah, and
now
you'll notice that...
Oh, you've not got it on today. Oh, Katie.
No, I don't know what's wrong with it. Like, it just seems to run out of battery all the time. It's nothing to do with the fact that I took it this morning for a shower and forgot to put it back on. I have tried to make sure that I am keeping those steps up, though. So I have been doing all those extra walks. And then this weekend as well, I managed, I think it was just under 20,000 steps. I think it was 19,800 and something. I can't remember what the number was. But I managed that on the Sunday. And that's because I went on a big walk in the morning and then doubled it with a walk in the afternoon too, in the snow, may I add. I think that burns more calories.
Extra calories.
Yeah.
I love, though, that you've only been back on the Fast 800. Well, we say back on it, and you haven't really back on it. And it's just, this is the Katie that I knew was just hidden. Yeah. And so she's back out again. She went for a bit, but she's back. And, you know, this is you, Katie. This is just you.
I would say about 60% of last week was Fast 800. The 40 was McDonald's. So,
and the 40% meant that you maintained this week.
Yeah.
The Big Tasty with bacon.
Yep. And cheddar bites.
That. I don't know how many thousand steps that is to work off, but I'd say it's a lot more than 10.
I'd say it was worth it, though. Was it actually tasty? Did it live up to its name?
It's delicious. Like, I've said it before, like, they put proper salad in there. So there's like a big like chunk of like beef tomato.
That's what you're focusing on, the salad.
It's like, but with a burger, I like to have like proper chunky bits of onion in and proper chunky bits of tomato. And that's what it gives you. A bit of that and a bit of that. And, well, yeah. Yeah, delicious.
So
I actually really want one now. Thank you.
We all just want that salad. That's all.
I didn't have a chocolate milkshake.
The salad.
I didn't have a chocolate milkshake, though. I did just have a black coffee. So I've saved calories there.
But that was because the
machine wasn't working.
Sure.
Yeah, so you did try to have the extra calories. You just couldn't.
How did you feel after a maintain?
Yeah, I was happy with that.
Yeah.
But also, like, I felt a little bit apprehensive about stepping on the scales because technically this year so far, and home scales have to count. We've said this before.
Home scales don't count.
I have lost, what did I lose? 5 in the first week. Then I put 1.5 pounds back on last week. So what is that? What have I lost now? 2.5?
3.5.
3.5. 3.5 pounds this year. That's fine. I'll take
that. That's a loss.
That's like one a week.
Yeah, let's take it. It's a loss.
Although I did weigh myself 2 days ago. So who knows what damage has been done now.
Are you not back on the fast 800 then?
I'm trying really hard. Yesterday, I forgot how organised you have to be. So I've got a chicken curry recipe, which I wanted to make. And then I completely forgot about my timekeeping when it came to fasting. So it got to 5 o'clock and I was like, shit, the curry's still cooking. So yesterday I had for my dinner a cold piece of salmon, which I cooked the night before, and some pickled onions.
Where's
my weekly shop today? So I've got to go for my essential shop after we record this podcast. So that's all else was in the house.
I think that is a problem, though. If we are sticking to government guidelines, and we all fucking should
be. We should.
If we are, then we go one shop a week. Uh-huh. Only one of us goes one shop a week.
Yep.
And so therefore, if all you've got left in your house is ice cream and full fat super noodles, that's all you've got to have, guys. There's nothing else we can do. That's a Boris approved diet.
Sure.
So are you going to fast 800 properly?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you looking so shocked that I've asked that question?
Oh, well. I've had my fast 800 granola for breakfast. I've got a fast 800 carrot and coriander soup for lunch. And for tea, I've got the chicken dansakish recipe with cauliflower rice.
Oh, nice.
But you might not be having your lunch because we play take the biscuit in extra portions and you might be eating a biscuit this week.
Oh, that might be the biscuit instead of the soup.
Yeah, but I mean, something tells me this week I'm not going to need that.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, fair enough.
Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. We've had this come through on Instagram and it says, my excuse of the month is that my boiler is broken and I have no heating. So the only way to warm up is by eating hot food. Having a bacon and egg roll for breakfast is purely for warmth.
Yum.
I can relate to this. I really can, because my flat is very cold sometimes. My heating doesn't always work. And I definitely have made an alcoholic hot chocolate before for warmth, and it worked. So I condone this 1,000,000%. I am this person.
Is Victoria approved?
It is, definitely. Anything with alcohol is approved and diet friendly, in my opinion.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, which you have to listen to whilst eating biscuits, tutorial videos, and an exclusive sticker when you join. There are also options to get birthday cards from us as well. Search for us in a Patreon app, or you can go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on our Facebook page, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Mel Cooper says, I went to B&M to stock up on some low calorie sweet treats. Moral of the story, never ever go to B&M after a night shift when you're knackered and hungry. Jesus Harold Christ, I've had to hide the lot. And she gave us a photo of some Fiber One bars, Crunch bars, full-size Snickers, Twixes, Cadbury's Dream bars, Big Dairy Milk bars, Dairy Milk bunnies, and Biscoff biscuits.
My God.
And then we got a message from Kimberly Owen, who very simply says, I'm not allowed in B&M unsupervised anymore.
B&M is dangerous, as is Poundland, because they're the places where you will find these like white Snickers and they say that they're mini like Twix or Snickers or Mars bars, the 99 calorie ones. But yeah, I mean, there's 10 in a pack.
I think Iceland's pretty bad as well, actually. And where we live, Katie, that Iceland is next to the Poundland.
Yeah.
And there's a pound stretcher on the same site as well.
Wow. Yeah. And also there's Marks and Spencer's. So if you fancy a Cronut, whatever they're called. Well, fucking hell.
I actually need to do it again, like you, Katie. I need to do my essential shop today, and this has just seriously inspired me to replan my route to go via B&M.
I gotta say, the problem with those 90 cal Mars bars and Snickers and that everyone's raving about is you are fooling yourself if you think you're buying them for diet reasons, because you're having two. You just
you don't
to.
Feel guilty. That's the point, though.
True.
You buy them and the guilt's gone, so it's fine. Crazy Cowpat says, I'm binging your podcast on my long walks during lockdown. Just to let you know, I've been on the apple cider for a couple of years now. Still a fat fuck. But every morning, as soon as I pour some into warm lemon water, I'm on the loo. Great for emergency shit.
What? Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, good. This is good intel.
I've seen people use apple cider vinegar as a deodorant as well. I mean, It's just tastes disgusting. It smells even worse. I can't imagine that you want to smell like apple cider vinegar.
Sure.
But apparently if you put it into your pores, it helps with that.
Well, there you go.
Katie King says, my husband has lost 16 pounds since the start of the year. What? He has had at least one takeaway a week and not really exercised. I've had no takeaways, worked out at least 4 times a week, and I've lost 3.5 pounds. Oh, to be a man.
Oh, my
God. How do they do it? Why are they so fucking annoying all the time?
I think I messaged Katie back and said I wanted to punch him. I think that was a polite way of saying what I actually said.
I think that's been too polite, actually.
Robin says, proof if proof was needed that home scales don't count. I just decided to weigh myself before and after using the bathroom. Sorry for the overshare. And it said I had put on 4 pounds.
No.
After an evacuation,
no.
4 pounds.
No.
Sorry, but that's what's happened. She's been to the loo and she's 4 pounds heavier. You do the fucking maths, everyone. Home scales don't count. We need to stop kidding ourselves.
Aren't there some scales that you can put on a toilet seat that weigh you? I'm sure.
Yeah, there are.
Really?
Yeah, to test this theory
out.
What
the hell?
Yeah. Have we got budget for those?
No way.
Imagine the Insta stories, Paul.
No, that's not the content we want, guys. I think I speak for everyone when I say that. Mrs. X says, if you go to a new group, does your old consultant know? Don't want to upset my old one, but...
That is a good question. Because if you're quite friendly with a consultant, but you still don't want to go back to their group because you've had a horrendous time in terms of putting it on, off, on, off, on. You kind of want to do it on the sly, don't you? You want to go somewhere else on the sly. Will they find out?
Yeah, but is anyone still actually going to group at the minute? I mean, I know we can't physically do it, but is anyone actually dialing in for those Zooms?
Me?
No, you're not.
I am!
Are you really, though?
I've missed 2 press conferences now. 2! To sit and talk about bloody green
chicken
stew.
You've really not missed much, though.
Yeah, so. Well, that is true, yeah. Yeah, I'm still going.
I just have 2 leaders. I like my leader and I like Katie's leader, and I go to whichever one I want to that week. Yes. I just, you know,
whoever
I have
weighs in the morning, that's where Victoria is.
Yeah, flip between leaders. Where we
yeah, basically, if I want to weigh in the morning... I'll go to Katie's. If I want to weigh in the evening, which is never, I will go to mine.
Rian says, I had a memory come up on my phone from last year saying that I'd lost 5.5 pounds in my first week back at Slimming World. By March, I'd lost 19 pounds. Then lockdown. Working from home and homeschooling hit. So now I'm even heavier than I was last January. At my heaviest ever, apart from pregnancies, I ordered a Slim Fast pack on Sunday. It arrived at the same time as my dad arrived to leave some shopping on the door with treats inside. Slim Fast now starts next Monday. Will I ever learn?
She'll never start it. She'll be like you two, bulk buy the Slim Fast, have a week on it, and it'll sit in your cupboard, because I bet you've both still got it, haven't you?
Yeah, I've still got a full box of Cambridge. Yeah,
there we go.
Just in case.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Right, it's time for our next update, and it's from Jo.
As the official athlete on the podcast, just done another exercise routine at home, which is a new app I found, a 30-day exercise app thing. So just gives you different things to do every day. My boyfriend's already said it's too fucking easy. I can only do what the app tells me to do. I also measured myself today using the Secret World of Slimming Club's tape measures, available now in our Etsy shop, because I don't measure myself this year. So I measured myself after lunch of super noodles, low fat, but they do bloat me up a bit. So my initial measurements are hopefully bigger than they should be, because home scales don't count. So all I can do is go by measuring. Also, here's a question. How does anybody ever diet when there are kids in the house? Because we had my boyfriend's son this weekend, and it occurs to me that those are the weekends I go off the rails the most. It feels like there's tons and tons of crap just around that I have to help myself to. So I would like to hear from any successful dieter that's got children around.
Sorry, hello?
Don't know any.
So. Excuse me. In fact, when you put that there on Saturday, on Monday, we had a load of people going, what about Katie? I was like, I had to go and listen back to what you'd said.
Yeah, no, I got a little bit of shade for that, saying, well, you do know one, Katie. And I just put the laugh emoji next to all those messages.
I love how you said that and Katie didn't even come into your mind. I mean, that just says it all, doesn't it?
I think the thing is, what you've got to appreciate is, and people say it's harder, but it really, really fucking
is.
And until you've got a child in your life, you just simply don't understand, because in your head, like, well, just don't buy it in, just don't get the crap in, which is what people that don't have children say.
Sure, that's me. Hello.
But the problem is,
I still buy the crap in though, and I don't have kids, so I've got no help.
But what the problem is if you don't buy the crap in from them, you get shit from them for weeks. So you might as well just bite the bullet and try and resist. But yeah.
Well, he's a big fan of cheese. So we get extra cheese in. He likes cubes of cheese rather than sweets. But, you know, we'll have a bag of sweets every now and again. But it's just that they're all there. And also, because he's there, I can't go to bed early. Right. And now I am very happy to watch The Masked Singer, Michael McIntyre's The Wheel, bed.
Yeah.
But when he's there, I really do feel I've got to be quite responsible and stay up. Do you know what I mean? And so I've got, there's extra eating hours when he's around too. And he's tiring having a child running around the house.
Yes.
Very tiring.
Yes.
And I'm not used to that.
God.
And yes, therefore I eat more shit because I'm tired. You can't really diet until maybe when he's 18 I can still get a long way to go.
Yeah, but then they can start driving to Maccadie's for you.
Yes, they can.
And you just send them off for alcohol as well when they're 18.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm counting down
to. Why does anyone have children?
Jo, just another question though. Why the hell did you measure yourself after you've eaten super noodles?
Yeah, well, I thought it's the equivalent of, you know, the first weigh-in when you first join Slimming Group and you put coins in your pocket and you wear all your jewellery.
Yeah.
So it was the equivalent of that, isn't it? Measure yourself when you're bloated, because then you're really at the worst.
Yes.
And then when I measure myself again, whenever that may be, I will definitely have lost. Because I'll probably measure myself after a lettuce.
Do you know
leaf
as well, you can make your tummy bloat just by sticking it out. And then there's a trick, right? So if you like breathe right out.
Oh, here we go. It's all coming out now.
If you breathe right out and then exhale and bend over, as you come back up again, breathe in.
Like, you can make yourself really
skinny. Oh, yeah. So just measure. So then the next time you take your measurements, just do that.
Interesting.
Look, you're only lying to yourself if you do that.
And then every picture you pose for that month, just breathe in really hard.
Sure. And I'm going to suck my cheekbones in too. I didn't measure those, but do buy a tape measure, because if it can get around my stomach, it can get around anybody's, frankly.
Lastly, this exercise app.
Yeah.
You've had a lot of shade thrown at you from your boyfriend about these exercises, but just explain to our listeners what one of those exercises was, because I think I saw you demonstrating it at work
the
other day.
One of the exercises, and I've got ripped for this, ripped to shit, and it's not fair. It's push-ups, but against a wall. So it's essentially... What? Oh, my God, it really hurts your arms.
What are you talking about?
It proper
about?
Does. Right. No, because you're pushing... You're at an angle, right. So you're leaning towards the... Oh, my God. I had to do seven.
I need video seven. Evidence of this. I need to see this.
How is that doing anything?
It really is. You're pushing your whole body off. I'm telling you.
No, don't believe
guys.
It.
Is this some sort of app for old people where they're like pushing themselves out the chair? Because when my nan had her hip done, that's what she was doing.
Oh, yeah, I might do that. That's a good one too. It is. My triceps, I tell you what, in a week's time, my triceps will be so buff you won't even fucking recognise me. And that's the part that was making. It's the plank, I've got to say. You always do a 30-second plank.
Do you though?
After 10 seconds, my boyfriend said, "What noises are you making?" And I was like, "I'm not going to die. I'm going to die. I've got only 30 seconds of this one exercise." It's hard, guys.
Okay.
It's hard. Anyway, I've done 2 days of that, so that's exciting.
Okay. Well, can you demonstrate for our audience on Instagram?
Sure.
Brilliant. We'll look forward to that.
I need to see
this. Sure. If I forget, we'll do it at work. Okay. You can video me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm more than happy.
Give the people what they want.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. Now, this is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Fat Mam to Fab Mam on Instagram says, "I once did a hard gym class and went to the sandwich shop afterwards to order two massive breakfast baguettes. When the lady said to me, 'Looks like you've had a good workout,' I replied, 'I bloody have. And he's made me come buy him and his brother breakfast before cricket.' I ate them both in the car around the corner." Amazing.
That is so good.
Two breakfast baguettes. I mean, that's a bloat after that bugger. That is for sure.
Worth it. Yeah.
Let's get our last update then, and it's from Victoria.
"So my week was a lot better. I didn't have any takeaways last week. Didn't have any Oreo Bailey's milkshakes, which was very disappointing, but probably good for the diet. I walked a lot, still loving my Fitbit, still in that bubble. In fact, I was tidying my wardrobe and drawers because Saturday night just... I mean, this is the life that we live in now. And my Fitbit thought I was swimming. And I thought Joe and Katie were taking the piss when they said that. But apparently that is actually a thing. So I will take that. But really, I can't explain why I have maintained this week. I mean, I'm not going to moan about it. It's fine. I've not put any weight on. But I have been pretty good for me. So all I can say is, again, that it's just down to muscle. It's all the walking that I'm doing. That has to be it. So hopefully... I will get my walking whoosh in a couple of weeks and it'll all drop off me and it'll all be fine."
I've got some really bad news for Victoria.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to hear it. Look, I don't want to hear it.
Just as somebody who has reached a certain age, it's your age, Victoria. Oh, I'm
no,
so sorry.
It's not. Look, no,
I did try and warn you this 2 years ago, that when you hit your 30s, it's just not that easy anymore.
Look, we've been in lockdown for a million years now. I'm not counting my age. I haven't used it. It does not count. I am still 30. That's it. I'm refusing to say otherwise.
And you've been swimming, which is good.
I know. I love it. Do you know what? I was just, honestly, this is just 2021. I was bored Saturday night, can't do anything. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to rearrange my wardrobe and all my drawers, which I did. And I had some music on and I got an alert and I looked at my phone and it said, oh, it was from Fitbit. It said, oh, getting those lengths in or making a splash or something.
Nice.
And I looked on it and yes, it's actually counted me tidying as swimming.
I told you, clean your house from top to bottom.
Yeah.
It is. Katie,
you tell me a lot of things.
Yeah, but
and
I clean your house from top to bottom. It's lap and aerobic workout. That's what my Fitbit told me last week.
But do you know the best thing was, though, because I'd actually counted it as exercise, I didn't have to go for a walk that day.
Which is what I did.
I still hit my target. It was
so
fine.
How are you about the maintain then, Victoria?
I'm a little bit annoyed, actually, because I did genuinely... I was conscious of what I was eating and drinking last week. And like I said, I didn't have any takeaways, didn't have any of those beautiful Oreo milkshakes. So for me, I was pretty good. All I can just say is the walk-in and... the whoosh is going to hit me in a couple of weeks.
The McDonald's breakfast you posted on Instagram, was that pre or post weighing?
Well, the thing about that, right, so that was that was after weighing. I had to weigh in a day early. So technically as well, I weighed in a day early. So if I'd have weighed in on Monday, I definitely would
probably
have lost
3 pounds.
So let's throw that out there as well, yeah. So I was at my Bubbles and he had gone to work and hadn't left me any food. I mean, what a shit host anyway. So... obviously, it's not part of my essential shop, so I couldn't go out. And where he lives, I could actually order like a Deliveroo, which is a novelty because you can't get it where I live. So yeah, I did order a McDonald's, and because I was taking advantage of this, I did order a double sausage and egg McMuffin with an extra hash brown and a hot chocolate.
So can I refer you back to the comment you made earlier, which was, oh, I had no takeaways this week.
Well, no, last week, technically. Okay, last week when, like, you know, we're doing week to week.
Also, in Victoria's defence, that's a delivery, not a takeaway.
Oh, sure. So. Thank you, Katie. Yes, thank you very much. Yep. So no takeaways last week, but yes, definitely takeaways this week, or deliveries, which however way you want to look at it. So
do you
haven't really got off to a good start.
Do you genuinely feel like you should have lost, though, and maybe there is a whoosh on the horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I feel robbed. Confident.
I feel cheated, actually.
Very confident, darling. Well, good luck with that.
Well, thank you.
I'd probably have my wish, but I don't think way, so.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations, and this one's coming from Grumpy B. They say, I would like to nominate my partner for least supportive diet partner. Mine constantly talks about getting a takeaway and thrusts the app under my nose. He asks me to get beer and crisps for him and leaves his beautiful cheese Doritos in my kitchen when he goes home. This is all pretty normal, but he's a personal trainer. Before we got together, I lost 2 stone under his guidance. Since getting together, I put that all back on. He also told me the whoosh effect is real, by the way.
Hey,
that's come from a personal trainer.
Professional.
There we go.
An actual professional.
I made you a sticker.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Lindsay Alder says, I'm watching How to Lose Weight Well, and I'm taking bets on how long it'll take for Joe to order a pair of the appetite-suppressing blue glasses.
What the hell are they?
Google
what
the is fuck this? Out of those immediately.
So appetite suppressing blue glasses.
Yeah, right.
Just make, what do they do?
Appetite. Let's look, genuinely. Appetite.
Sorry, I've just been giving sex talks. I've just realised that on there is a
blue
satisfy. That's a different podcast.
Glasses. Here we go. It comes up.
Are they supposed to make your food look awful?
I wonder.
Blue glasses. Well,
genuinely.
You wouldn't want to go out with that person.
You look a bit Elton John-ish.
Okay.
While you're doing it. Yeah, it makes food look less appealing.
I don't give a shit about what the food looks like. I care about what it tastes like.
I barely even see the food or taste it the speed I'm eating some days.
Brooke Bush asked an important question. Are we for or against bananas in 2021? Heather answered. She said, for, possibly the most satisfying fruit. You know where you stand with a banana. It looks okay. It'll taste okay. Not like apples, pears and oranges. Those sneaky bastards are tricky. And looking good is never any guarantee on
that
taste.
That is so true.
That's a lot of thought that's gone into this. I like it.
That is really true. You do know where you are with a banana.
Didn't you say, Jo, that you'd not had a satisfying satsuma so far?
All season. Since last October. They're really shit this year. Brexit, I don't know what's to blame, but something is. Something is to blame. They're not very nice this year, but I've daily had a satisfying banana. So
okay.
What a year.
Diane says, on the chewing food 40 times diet, I can't do it. When I was a kid, I wanted to go to the riding stables instead of school, so I used to chew toast for ages as it tasted awful and made me throw up. Mum would keep me off school, then would want me out from under her feet, so off I went to the horses.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
That's
brilliant.
I hope no one is listening with children. Oh, no. No one's listening to this with kids around because of the swearing, of course.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, Joe won. Well done, Joe.
Thank you.
And now it's your decision over me or Victoria.
Very tricky with a couple of maintaining girls.
It is tricky because, we've both maintained, haven't we, this week?
I think technically, though, I haven't really tried and managed to maintain. So that's kind of an achievement in my favour.
Well, I've really tried and I've maintained, which makes me furious. So that's why I should get
interesting. It. That all we've got? Is that your defence?
Yeah, I can't really say anything else. I really want to go food shopping. I'm hungry. So if we can just wrap this up, that would be great.
I think it probably has to go to the person who maintained.
Oh, also, can I just add? Oh. Right, let me just quickly add. So my maintain this week wasn't actually my fault. It is produced, and I know how much you enjoy blaming producer Paul as well as I do for everything.
Oh, she's done it. She's got it. She's got it.
Here we go. There's not a day that goes by where.
Well played, Katie. Well played.
Well, I was going to say, I think it should go to the person who's maintained and had a bottle of wine yes. and a takeaway.
Yeah.
Because that is yeah. more of an achievement. So the slimmer of the week is Katie.
Yay!
Joe, you had a perfect opportunity to sabotage her diet here because she now doesn't have to eat a biscuit on Take the Biscuit.
I have just eaten half a pack of brogies upstairs at work. So, I mean, no. I don't know how much sabotage that would do on the fast 800.
Get that one quiet.
That is low carb, I suppose, yeah. Right, you may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame
in a game.
Oh, join me in the or maintain.